"He must have known he'd have a job getting back out of the castle once you'd yelled and woken people up," said Harry, thoughtfully. "He'd have had to kill the whole house to get back through the portrait hole. Then he would have met the teachers." Neville was in total disgrace. Professor McGonagall was so furious with him she had banned him from all future Hogsmeade visits, given him a detention, and forbidden anyone to give him the password into the tower. Poor Neville was forced to wait outside the common room every night for somebody to let him in, while the security trolls leered unpleasantly at him. None of these punishments, however, came close to matching the one his grandmother had in store for him. 2 days after Black's break-in, she sent Neville the very worst thing a Hogwarts student could receive over breakfast—a howler. The school owls swooped into the great hall, carrying the post as usual, and Neville choked as a huge barn owl landed in front of him, a scarlet envelope clutched in its beak. Harry and Ron, who were sitting opposite him, recognized the letter as a howler at once. Ron had got one from his mother the year before. "Run for it, Neville," Ron advised. Neville didn't need telling twice. He seized the envelope, and holding it before him like a bomb, sprinted out of the hall, while the Slytherin table exploded with laughter at the sight of him.